Just being here for a while. Many simple movements of life. Letting the brain rest. Just being here for a while. Noticing the landscape of the moment. The possibility that no matter what happens, whatever kind of thinking, however much thinking or not thinking, it's nothing special. Just is happening. However much there is a sense of a mood, heavy or light, hot or cold, with emotional charge or space, nothing special. Not the first time, not the last time in the world. If it happens to be an easy or a hard landscape today, okay. Just being here for a while and noticing where your energy goes. As if you're entering a new landscape that you don't know. And you're just noticing where the wind goes, where the water goes. In this landscape of your mind and body in the moment, is the energy in thinking more? In emotion more, or mood? Is it more in physical? Experience or engaged in thinking about or reacting to physical experience. What if happiness, okayness, and even liberation are not over there on the other side of that hill, but here? What if the idea of doing it right is just another idea? If the idea of doing it wrong is just another idea with emotional charge, and that's all. So just feeling what is most easy to notice about now. How is it that your kind of system tells you that you're here? And what is the mental part that tells you that you're here? There might be images kind of going on in the background somewhere. Kind of imagining the room. Or it might feel like images or words or some kind of map that's right in the middle and everything else is organizing around that imagined room. That keeps track of where I am. And then what is the more direct sensation, sound, for example? A more direct being here. There might be the mental part, the thinking and feeling about and watching myself. How am I doing? How is it going? Am I fitting in or out? Is this fitting me or not? That checking mental activity and shape, checking how is it going, how am I doing? And then the direct sensations and sounds of here. The body's physical ability to feel that there's the hand and here's the backbone in relationship to each other. And to a ground. And maybe how fun to notice the distinction between thinking about being here or carrying an emotional kind of reactivity about here, or that tells me I'm here, or tells me where I am. And then the kind of open body that's in the world. And in one way, it can be a relief to come again to the direct sensations, sounds, and the body knowing of up and down, and there's the foot and there's the elbow, about that far apart, that we can feel it in the body. So partly as a relief, that we don't need to do the work of making up the world, that there's so much of us knowing directly now that we're in it. In sound and sensation. But we can also feel how ungraspable sound and sensation are. Sometimes that can feel light and freeing, and sometimes it can be slippery and scary. We want something fixed to hold on to. Sometimes it can almost feel like our upper body and front body is in an imagined room of my existence and how I'm doing. And it can be dry. And as if the lower and back body is in a more flowing, spacious, light touch kind of living. Just gradually feeling for ourselves the difference between our imagined, made-up story about how I'm doing, and how they're doing. what's going and the right and the wrong. And the sense of lack that's built into that story. The dryness. That Gautama Buddha called thirst. The dryness that could convince us to be busy trying to make it right first and then relax. Get it right and then be okay. If only I could stop the judging mind, then I would be at peace. If only I weren't tired, if only my neighbor weren't snoring. Feeling how the made-up story feels in the body. And it's right and it's wrong and it's hope and it's fear and the tension of that and the dryness of that. And then the feeling of that whole rest of us that's already here and at least has some sound and sensation. And maybe that's not all. And just noticing if it might be fear that drives us back up into our closed room of the imagined me and how I'm doing, how right or how wrong I am or they are, or it is, and feeling the sourness in the body, the heaviness, the drive, the push, the disconnection. We can already feel how unsatisfying that is, and always has been. Already we're waking up or down towards what's already. In connection, open, here, with a kind of a lightness, the sounds here and gone, the sensations particular and uncatchable. And not something we've made up. And all of that little bit that there is of sound and sensation doesn't fit into our ideas. So noticing and feeling that we can already feel the difference. We can feel the difference between the heaviness of a judgment. And then when we just let ourselves feel that's heavy, there's already something with a lightness, just heavy. Or when we can feel the acceleration, of avoidance, trying to get away. And we just notice that speed. Where do you feel what in the body? And maybe there's already some ground. And sometimes when we notice the dryness and we try to feel or think what would be juicy, what can come to mind is more of an excitement that I could check off juiciness on my list of confirmation. It's an idea. That seems to promise if I could do that, then I would be okay. And we could feel for ourselves another kind of juice that's not an excitement. It's not something we check off on a list. We're not so sure exactly where it's going, what it is. But just the staying true to where life goes, even if it's uncomfortable outside of our usual. We can stay true to that tide of enlivening and allowing to be here in connection as ourselves. A kind of juicy that is towards enlivening but also quieting. No pressure, but also willing to go where we've never gone before. Willing to face anything. But not starting to think that we have to. Remember stuff. In the thinking mind, to be able to face what needs to be faced. So letting the enlivening tide bring us where might be uncomfortable, and it's just uncomfortable. uncomfortably empty. The mind thinks, well, there's nothing going on. Or uncomfortably full. The mind thinks, that's too much. And we can notice thinking with emotional charge feels like this in the body. And I can feel my lower body, my feet, breath. And an illogical yes to being here. Not because being here is going to get me something or fix me. Not because I understand yet. Beforehand, what life is, what I am, but allowing ourselves to be in touch with what is and what I am. And sometimes really allowing yourself to be riding along the tides of the breath fully all the way through. Noticing when the idea of the breath or the idea of myself riding the breath completely, where that brings tension and disconnection, noticing it, feeling it in the body, and the breath is still breathing itself. And maybe enjoying our sensual capacity. For how is it a little bit different at the beginning of the out-breath? And then it feels a little different as the out-breath gets its momentum. And the breath falls out. And the ending of the out-breath has a different quality that just simply can be felt. We don't have to make it up. And knowing the quality at the end of the out-breath, there's hardly anything left to be felt. And our ability to pay attention is so light and dispersed that it's easy right there to want to hold on to something and get distracted. But allowing ourselves to be met and to meet that hardly anything left at the end of the out-breath and after the end of the out-breath. And then the body knows how to get ready for the beginning of the in-breath. That can be felt as we get out of the way. And let subtlety be felt. And kind of how glorious that every little moment and movement changes everything so subtly. And noticing when we start thinking about how cool that the end of the breath is different from the beginning, that that's thinking, and that's all. And meanwhile, that sort of surf with its many directions of push and pull suction and release. Not only the sails of the lungs and the rise and fall of the diaphragm like a boat on the waves, but how that pulls on the back. Arms, face, wherever you might feel it go. And feeling how sometimes the more quiet we can leave ourselves, the more can be felt. Like letting the bread dough rise. By not touching it. And sometimes the thinking, feeling me really wants to have a job to do. And allowing that phenomenon, and sometimes giving that thinking me the rhythm of the breath, the kind of almost music of the breath. Helps. Almost like rocking it to sleep, rocking the thinking busy me, the worried me, rocking it to sleep on the rhythm of breathing. And then that can leave that all that openness and wideness that's already here in us, in our world. Sensations, sounds, quietening openness. When we're trying to feel the whole breath, we can just feel how that gets in the way. And when there's a bit less trying, we can feel our sensitivity fully meeting. The moment. And without trying to, letting the moment go. Like the waves on the sand. A wholeness in which there is some room for everything. Room for everything, perhaps. including if worries wake up or agitation. And also that alive body and alive wide mind, sensations, sounds, and what else? And perhaps also an underlying okayness. Even when I'm not okay, maybe there's also okayness. And sometimes an underlying just being fine. Is more accessible feeling into the lower belly or lower back. Leaving room for the whole and including the fine breath. And sometimes shifting or gathering in the lower belly or lower back, hips area. As if there's a magnet in there. A magnet that helps the eyes rest, and the thinking can be there, less important. Nothing special. Emotional charge can be there or not. Nothing special. A magnet of letting the head rest in our own lap. For a while, with some more continuity. Even when we feel a wave of thought about to lift up, sometimes we just stay down. Instead. And then maybe sometimes in the lower body somewhere, after letting the magnet help us lie down, the thinking and emotional for a while. It might feel something more like a seed, a nothing much. That would be easy not to notice, but that gradually is filling with water, soaking in life. Sprouting. May our practice and our lives be filled with willingness to be here with what is. In touch with what is in a way that moves towards awakening for all.